Chapter 15. Europe. Mrs. Penniman did not mention her meeting with Morris Townsend to Catherine, who was very quiet. She had not spoken to her father since the evening in his study. The doctor was cold and absolutely indifferent to the presence of his daughter and his sister. However, Catherine had something to say to her father.
"I think we shall marry. Before very long, and I shall probably see him about once a week, not more."
The doctor looked at her coldly, from head to foot.
"Why do you tell me this? It doesn't matter to me."
There were tears in Catherine's eyes as she cried,
"Oh, Father, don't you care?"
"Not at all. Once you marry, it is the same to me when, where, or why you do it."
The next day he spoke to her in a different manner.
"Are you going to marry in the next 4 or 5 months?"
the doctor asked.
"I don't know, Father,"
answered Catherine.
"It is not easy for us to decide."
"Wait, then, for 6 months, and I will take you to Europe. I would very much like you to go."
After the words of the day before, Catherine was delighted to hear that her father was still interested in her.
"It would be delightful to go to Europe,"
she said. But her happiness soon faded when she realized that she would not see Morris for months.
"Very well, we will go. Go and pack your clothes."
Mrs. Penniman was obviously not invited, and she understood why the doctor had made this plan. She told Catherine,
"He thinks the trip to Europe will make you forget Morris."
Since Catherine was going to Europe to please her father, she suddenly felt freer and more determined. Now, at last, her passion possessed her completely. She wrote to Morris, asking him to meet her in the square the next day. They took a long walk, and she told him about her father's invitation to visit Europe. Morris asked her many questions as they walked. One particular question struck her.
"Would you like to see all those beautiful things over there?"
"Oh, no, Morris,"
said Catherine.
"Goodness, what a dull woman,"
Morris thought to himself.
"He thinks I will forget you,"
said Catherine.
"Well, my dear, perhaps you will."
"Please don't say that,"
Catherine answered gently.
"You should go,"
Morris said.
"It will please your father, and perhaps he will forgive you and change his mind about disinheriting you."
"And not get married for so long?"
"We can marry when you return, and you can buy your wedding clothes in Paris."
Dr. Sloper and his daughter visited Europe for 12 months, and not 6. During the first 6 months of their trip, the doctor never spoke to Catherine about their difference. There were so many things in Europe that interested him. Catherine was quiet, docile, punctual, and obedient. She neither appreciated nor criticized what she saw, and her father judged her a very unintelligent traveling companion. One day at the end of the summer, the two travelers were walking together in a lonely valley of the Alps. It was late in the afternoon, and the air was getting cold. Catherine felt lonely in this desolate place. The doctor suddenly looked at her and asked,
"Have you given him up?"
The question was unexpected, but Catherine did not hesitate.
"No, Father,"
she answered. He looked at her without speaking.
"Does he write to you?"
"Yes, about twice a month."
The doctor looked at the valley and said in a low voice,
"I am very angry. You try my patience. I am not a very good man, and I can be very hard."
"I am sorry,"
Catherine murmured. Her heart grew cold, and she felt frightened.
"One day he will leave you alone and hungry in a desolate place like this."
"That is not true, Father."
He did not speak to her about Morris for another 6 months. The night before sailing to New York, the doctor asked her,
"What are you going to do when you get home?"
"Do you mean about Mr. Townsend?"
"About Mr. Townsend."
"We shall probably marry."
"So you will go off with him as soon as you arrive."
This seemed like a vulgar way of putting it, and Catherine resented it.
"I cannot tell you until we arrive,"
she said.
"All I ask of you is that you do tell me. When a poor man is going to lose his child, he would like to know before it happens."
"Oh, Father, you will not lose me,"
Catherine cried. When Catherine arrived in New York, she did not go off with Morris Townsend. Morris was, of course, the natural subject of conversation between Catherine and her aunt.
I've seen a lot of Morris while you were away. I think I know him well. He is full of passion and energy,
said Mrs. Penniman. Catherine listened with interest and apprehension as her aunt told her that Morris used to sit in the doctor's study, smoke his cigars, and look at his books. While Catherine and her father were in Europe, Mrs. Almond had told her sister that she was behaving foolishly.
You should not be so friendly with him. If he marries her and she doesn't get Austin's money, he will hate Catherine and be cruel to her.
Catherine listened to Mrs. Penniman and said,
I wish he had found some employment.
He has found some employment. He told me to tell you as soon as you arrived. He has formed a partnership with a commission merchant.
Oh, I'm so glad,
exclaimed Catherine.
How is your father? Is he still implacable?
Mrs. Penniman asked.
Oh, yes. Europe has made him more determined, more terrible. I shall never change him, and I expect nothing from him now,
answered Catherine.
I didn't think you would give up your property,
said Mrs. Penniman.
You have become very brave.
Yes, I am braver than I was. You asked me if I had changed. I have changed in that way. I have changed very much. If Morris doesn't care about it, why should I?
Said Catherine.
Perhaps he does care about it,
insisted Mrs. Penniman.
He cares about it for me, because he doesn't want to injure me. But Morris knows that I am not afraid of that. Besides, I have plenty of money of my own. We shall live well,
Catherine replied. Catherine had indeed changed. Mrs. Penniman found her improved in appearance. She looked rather handsome. Her tone was sharper, more authoritative. Her feelings about her father had changed. She had been as good as she could, but he did not care. And now, for the first time, she did not care either. She had come home to get married.